Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lachlan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, phones and smartwatches are to be banned across Queensland state schools from 2024. Next year, Queensland will join other Australian states and territories banning phones and smartwatches in state schools. Principals from schools across the state currently restrict usage during school time. However, the issue re-emerged following the New South Wales election to ban devices. Education Minister Grace Grace stated that this statewide ban will provide uniformity, extend bans to break times, and include certain wearable devices like smartwatches. She further claims that the progression of technology and wearable tech is what provoked this school review.
Significant mineral mines supporting over 780 jobs has been approved. This critical minerals project, the Scone project, will be taking place in North Queensland and is predicted to create 780 jobs. The mine will deposit resources such as cobalt, nickel and scandium, critical minerals needed to produce batteries and electric cars. The $1.4 billion project is predicted to last 30 years, collecting 2 million tonnes of ore per year. The project has been planned for commissioning in 2028.
In national news, suspicious Melbourne fires hit an inner CBD factory yesterday afternoon. Fires broke out in two unoccupied Melbourne factories at 4 p.m. Thursday on the corner of Clarendon and Hague Street in Southbank. The blaze was controlled only by 6 p.m. that day, with firefighters remaining at the scene throughout the night. Victoria Police have advised that this fire is being treated as suspicious.
AI camera usage in Sydney's west are being implemented to prevent problematic potholes. AI cameras are being attached to City Council vehicles to scan for road issues such as potholes, cracks, bumps, faded line markings and fallen trees. This Australian first AI technology will provide road information to the Council to identify repairs. This implementation of AI cameras is in its trial phase and, if successful, will be used across the state.
In international news, Brazil's Amazon deforestation has dropped by 34% during the first 6 months under President Lula. Governmental data shows significant reduction of deforestation during the same period last year, reversing the trend of destruction. From January to June this year, the rainforest covered 2,650 square kilometres, down from 4,000 square kilometres last year. Brazil's Federal Environmental Agency claims, bottom line, we are prioritising environmental law enforcement. Whilst this reversal in deforestation is a positive improvement for the area, satellite monitoring recorded 3,075 fires in the Amazon during June alone, marking the beginning of the dry season.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's the news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or at 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.